Well, Jeremy and Mandy Heisium have asked for the opportunity to dedicate their children to the Lord, and so we're going to do that this morning. And always the question comes, what does this mean, to dedicate our children to the Lord? What it means is it's a desire for their children to grow up and follow Jesus, and that they as parents want to do everything that they can to encourage them in this direction. Now we know from the Bible that salvation comes through individual belief, and that each of us will individually need to make that choice of whether we believe in Jesus as the Son of God. But we as parents play a very important role in guiding our children to have that opportunity, learning about the Bible, teaching them, and modeling the truth of the gospel. And we here at LCF love children, just as Jesus loves children. If you remember the words of Jesus, he told his disciples, he said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And then he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. And so we at LCF want to join Jeremy and Mandy here this morning in dedicating these children to the Lord, that they may discover the purpose God has for them and they might be used in great ways in the work of the kingdom of God. So at this time, I want to ask their family to come up, and we'll ask them to share a few words first, and then we'll proceed with the dedication.
When I was growing up, I never really had a consistent, going to church and really raised to study God's word on a regular basis. And having come here, we feel like this is what we want to do. We want to, help our children find God, and so we're just happy to be here today.
All right. Are you happy to be up here? Yeah, he is. All right. Well, I'm excited. This is always an exciting time to see families, to see Jeremy and Mandy come to the Lord, and to see them here dedicating their children and doing everything that they can to lead them to follow the Lord as well. I have a question for you before, as part of this dedication. Do you now bring these children in this act of dedication in the desire that they may grow in the knowledge and love of God?
Yes.
And do you dedicate your home as a place where the spiritual nature of your children may unfold and grow? By teaching and example, will you try to so lead your children that they may be able to respond in faith to the love of God through Jesus our Lord?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, well, I'm going to dedicate each one of you. I asked the girls if they knew they were getting up on the stage this morning, and they'd insisted that they were not going to get up here, but and I've been working on their names. You know how bad I am with names, okay? And for some reason, these two girls, I have a hard time telling them apart. So if I get it wrong, you just correct me, okay? All right. All right, we'll start with Jace. Jace Ryan, we dedicate you to the Lord. We offer you to God for his honor and glory, to the work of his kingdom, and pray that you may choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And I have that for you. All right, Ashlyn, I got it. Ashlyn, we dedicate you to the Lord. We offer you to God for his honor and glory and to the work of his kingdom, and pray that you may choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And Alyssa. Alyssa, we dedicate you to the Lord. We offer you to God for his honor and glory and to the work of his kingdom, and pray that you too may choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We as a church take our responsibility seriously as well to teach and to train your children as well as all of your children in the ways of God. And so we are here to help both young and old to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and to serve Him together. And so I'm going to ask you, if you are willing, if you're here this morning as a part of LCF, if you are willing to help Jeremy and Mandy in nurturing these children in the ways of the Lord, would you demonstrate this by standing to your feet this morning? As you see, you have a lot of help out here. All right. All of you can stand with us here as we go to a time of prayer. I'd like to ask several of you who know Jeremy and Mandy, if you would come up and just gather around them as we have a time of prayer of commitment for them. Father God, we ask your blessing on these children who have been brought to you for dedication this morning. Grant that as they grow in years, they may also grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the influence of the Holy Spirit, may they become true children of God, serving you faithfully through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, source of all wisdom, guide and uphold these parents, Jeremy and Mandy, so that they may be able to carry out their responsibilities. By loving care, wise counsel, and by example, may they be able to lead these children into a life of faith. And Lord, we pray that you would bless us as a congregation, that we might faithfully do our part to minister to not only these children, but all the children you bring to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.